Peterson, je daler om te zijn op een half uur, je daler.
Hoi, zij. The din for Hanukkah is that when an Eved goes free, is a mitzvah Hanuk Tanikloy. Now the Maisa, not all Yitzias are created equal. When Eved goes out, Bigiroyin Kesef, the din is that there is no Hanukkah. When he goes out Bishanim, Biyoival, there is Hanukkah. What about when he goes out Bishtar? When an Eved goes out Bishtar, is there Hanukkah or not? Says the Atzmas Yosef, why not? There should be Hanukkah over there also. However, the Achronim are Medayik and Rambam. The Rambam never brings Hanukkah, but Nogei to the Yitzia of Shtar. Why doesn't the Rambam bring Hanukkah? So the Chayrol, if you what we said yesterday, that we said that the Rambam holds that the Yitzia of Shtar is a form of Giroyin Kesef, is the Chzeir Muzber, Zeir Gut, because Giroyin Kesef doesn't have Hanukkah. And according to the Rambam, Shtar is a form of Giroyin Kesef. We said L'Choyra in Rashi, not like that. Rashi seems to say that this din of Shtar is a Shtar Shichru, which we learn out from Eved Kanani, and it's a regular Shtar. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, what's the Shtar talking about? If it means just the Shtar Shichru, why don't you just say Zil? Why don't you just tell him to leave? Says the Gemara, it must be Zaysay Meres, Evid Ivri Gufay Kani. Rav Shemoichal Geroino, Ein Geroino Moichal. Says Rashi, Gufay Kani, Anchi Higia, Yimei Chipushai, Vihilkoch, Harav Shemoichal Geroino, Eino Moichal, Vitzorich Shechur, Vimlav Choyzer Umishtabed Boy. Says Rashi, what's it Noigeya? This that we say, that Rav Shemoichal al Giroinai, Ein Giroinai Machel. What's it Noigeya Gufa Kani? Says Rashi, it's Noigeya is that now, if you're Michael, he could still force him to work. The Mechila will not take off even the Chiv of Avoida, even the moment. That's Rashi Shita. The Ritva, which we said way back when, and we'll see the Ritva hopefully again today, Ritva argues. The Ritva says, this that we speak about over here, this concept of Gufoy Kanoi, says the Ritva, that's only exclusively Benegeya to the Kenyan Isser. But Benegeya to the Mamon, Mamon is not Gufoy Kanoi, says the Ritva. It's Mefurish. If he's Michael, the Mechila will work Benegeya to the fact he doesn't have to work Benegeya to the Mamon. Mechila just doesn't work Benegeya to Isser. Rashi is Lechoira clearly arguing on the Ritva. Rashi says he's Choyzer Mishtabed Boy, which means if you're Michael, Mechila won't work. What's the reason? Because Rashi understands Gufa Kani is Benegeya to the Mamon. It's Gufa Kani means that he has a Mamon, a stick of Kenyan in him. I can't be Michael something if I already have it, says Rashi. Therefore, the Mechila wasn't Chal at all. The Ritva says, no, Gufa Kani is not talking about the Mamon. Gufa Kani is talking about the Isser. The Mamon is only a Chayv. You could be Michael, the Chayv Mamon. What's left is the Kenyan Isser. Therefore, the Ritva argues. Toisvis comes along. Toisvis asks a question. Ask Toisvis, what do you have to talk about Mechila for? Why don't we talk about Hefker? And even according to the Mandama that holds, Mafker Avdoi. Yatzalacher's Vitzaruch get Shichrur. Says Toisvis, that's only by Eved Kanani. Because Eved Kanani, says Toisvis, it's Lafkias Isser. Kedilatir Bas Yisrael. But Eved Ivri, Lomeli Shtara. What do you need a star for? What does Toisvis seem to be saying? There's no Isser involved in Eved Ivri. The whole concept of Isser is only by Eved Kanani. Lechoira. The Ritva is going to argue on this Toisvis. The Ritva says every Eved Ivri also has two Kinyanim, a Kinyan Mammon and a Kinyan Isser. Adarabba, the Gemara, when it speaks about Gufa Kani, what the Gemara is saying is that there's a Kinyan Isser here. Toisvis seems to be totally ignoring the fact that there's a Kinyan Isser. Maybe Toisvis, we said before, holds like Rashi that the whole Din Gufa Kani is only going to get to the Mammon. Staka Mashmazay in the Rashi and Tosis we brought from the Gemara in Yevamah Staf Ayinam at Beis. The Gemara says that when Ogeid a Gufay Kani or not, says Tosis this that it says Gufay Kani Hain Lin Shtok Et Shicher Vein Yoytz Ba'Amira Avalin Yin Mitzvus Loi he's mutter in a shivcha kanainis. Chayni mishum shetoch shi'avedes rabbi. That's mitzad the momoin, the chiyuv of working for him. Toitz the ritva says, you know why he's mutter in shivcha kanainis? Because the adoin has a kinyan iser. Seems that Toitzus is arguing, Toitzus and Rashi hold there is no kinyan iser. Okay. So says Toitzus, Enochanami. Over here, Yitaka could have used hefker. But that was never the Gemara's question. The Gemara wasn't asking that these are all the limited, are the only types of kinyanim that are possible over here. So what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question was that why does the shtar shikhar have to be b'shtar? You should be able to do it bal peh. You should be able to do it peh. That was the Gemara's question. Lama li shtar? What do you need the shtar for? Oh, you should listen to atzma. You aimer loy bal peh. That was the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara. Answer the Gemara. Answers a masik. Every gufa kani, lashon kasev b'shtarin amayel bal peh. A gufa kani, and therefore whatever you wrote the shtar won't work bal peh. I don't understand what Tosis is saying, Rabbi. Say, I really don't understand Tosis. But I'm asking you as this follows: if you tell me somehow gufa kani, therefore dibur doesn't work, fine, dibur doesn't work. You need a shtar. But you're not saying that. Why is Tosis not saying that? Because when you're mafkir, dibur works. So you tell me Dibur does work. So if you're going to tell me Mechila doesn't work, okay, then it won't work even B'shtar. But you're not saying that. Because what are you writing in the Shtar? The very same Lashon that we're suggesting you say. So Elomai, you can't say it, you have to write it. So then, but you're telling me you could say Hefker, so why can't you say Mechila? No, Mechila you have to write. Why do you have to write it? Because it doesn't work B'peh. But Mechila, but Hefker works B'peh. So obviously it does work b'peh. So Elamai Mechil doesn't work. So why does it work b'shtar? So I don't understand. Tosis is making this combination. How this works? I think pshat and Tosis Rabbi says as follows. And when medaktik and Tosis, you'll see. I think this is the pashup pshat and Tosis. I have other machshavas, but I think this is pashup pshat and Tosis. When Tosis is suggesting that we're going to say what it writes in the shtar. Is Tosis suggesting that we're going to just do the same thing ba'amira as we're doing b'chsav? That's what I was suggesting, but maybe not. Tosis is saying, look, there's one way of doing, getting this person out, it's called hefker. There are other yitzias. What's another yitzia? Shtar. Sheish. Yoivel. Shtar. What's the Gemara's question when the Gemara says, lema leizil? The Gemara is suggesting a new form of Yetziah. A new Yetziah. So why does... But Tosis says, we know that there's other Yetziahs. So what's the Gemara's question? It says, Tosis, yeah, but this Yetziah is identical in the way that it's being said as a shtar. Tosis says, Oisai lashon atzmai shekosav b'shtar. Dehainu arei at ben choyrin should work. Oisoi lashin atzma yarmel baal peh. If you say it baal peh, it'll function as a mechila. If you write it b'shtar, it's something totally new. It's shtar. Where's the shtar learned from? What did Rashi tell us? From Eved Kanani, which is learned from Isha. That's not mechila. When a man divorces his wife, it's not a mechila. It's a shtar. Shtar shikur. So what's the Gemara's question? Tosis says, because it's oisoi lashon atzmai. Why are you telling me to write it in a shtar if you could just say the same thing? Ein achanami, it's going to work with different mechanics. So you're asking a question, why can't you say your shtar shikhar? That's not a question. Shtar has to be...
Shtar.
Shtar. Shtar is shtar. So what was the Gemara's question? Yeah, but let this dibur, let this lashon of Areat ben Chayrin function as a mechila. Answer is, Mechila doesn't work. Why not? Gufay Kani. So why does it work Bishtar? Because it's not work. It's, then it's not a Mechila. Now it's going to be Din Shtar. My question was, I don't understand. If you're telling me it works B'dibur, so then, if you're telling me Hevkor works B'dibur, why does Mechila work B'dibur? And if Mechila doesn't work, then why does it work Bishtar? The answer is, Mechila does not work. Ever. So what happens in the shtar? Oh, now it's a shtar. So what was your question in the first place? Oisai lashon atzmai. It's just the zelbik lashon. It's the zelbik chitzonius So under a premius rabbi say, that was the question. But why do you have to mach a shtar? You could nutz the lashon of the shtar and make it into a mechila. So in the end of the day, what is this shtar that we're talking about? This is a shtar eved. If we learned from Eved Kanani, which is learned from Kedushin. I have a kasha on Rashi, which is going to be a kasha on Tosis, because they both seem to be the same shtar. What's the makar that there's such a thing as a shtar by an Eved Ivri? Legarme Eved Kanani, Rashi says. That's not so simple. I'll tell you why. An Eishas Ish. What is the kinyan that a person has in an Eishas Ish? Kinyan Isser. What does the shtar do? Who's the Isser? Eved Kanani. Is there a Kenyan Isser? The Shtar, similarly to the way that it takes off the Kenyan Isser on the Isha, takes off the Kenyan Isser on the Eved Kanani. Once the Kenyan Isser is off, he's no longer an Eved Kanani. But when it comes to Eved Ivri, what's the Shtar going to do? I'll take off the Kenyan Isser. Oh, but Rashi and Tosis don't hold of Kenyan Isser. So who said the shtar that works for Eved Kanani is going to work for Eved Ivri? It's a special din. What we speak about Lishma and Mechuber. You remember the Chazon Ish said it's not so simple that something that works a shtar that works for Kenyan Isser is going to work for Mammon. Rashi just says, it's going to work. What's the pshat? This is the kasha. Okay.
Rebbe, even by also again, the people who do hold that it's removing the Isser, isn't it going the wrong way there? It's putting back on an Isser, it's not really removing an Isser. By Eved Ivri, it's putting on an Isser, now he's Isser to Shefa.
In a Chanavi, but it's being mafkia, the Kenyan Isser, that the Bialim had, because the Bialim's Kenyan is what made him mutter in the Shifcha.
Eved Ivri also has a Kenyan Isser.
What? Eved Kanani for sure is a Kenyan Isser. I mean, the Ritzvah is for sure saying it's a Kenyan Isser, but what?
He's always Isser Bas Yisroel.
No, he's the
he's
not
a good.
Yeah, he's Chayim in some mitzvahs. He has Kedusha.
Yeah, yeah. But he's Isser in a Bas Yisroel because he never got that
Ether. See, the reason he didn't get it is because of the Kenyan Isser.
It's a Kenyan Isser because he never went that far.
The reason he didn't go that far is because of the Kenyan Isser. That's why. He's a low-class Jew because of the Kenyan Isser. I hear maybe Rashi argues on that. You say, Tosis, yeah, the stuff of Isser. Okay.
Even in every point of Rashi, there is a Kenyan Isser.
What?
Once we're Mechadish, the Isha, so there's Isser.
No.
Why not?
It's not Kenyan Isser.
Why not?
It's not. It's Mikoyach the fact that Tosis says before it's not Kenyan.
There is an Isser when he has
a
Shifcha.
That's not a Kenyan Isser. It's not a Kenyan Isser, so you're not being my Mafkia's Kenyan Isser.
There is Isser, even.
It's Negei to Isser, but it's not a Kenyan Isser, so it doesn't do anything.
Once it's Negei to Isser,
No. That's not the Shtar. There's no Kenyan. The Shtar is coming to affect something that has to do with their relationship. It's Grada Apol Yoitze that there's Isserim. That's not making the Kenyan a Kenyan Isser. Okay, Rabbi Isai. I'd like to see the Ritva inside, some of the Ritva, and then we'll bring a beautiful kasha from the Beis Halevi. The Ritva starts on the top. Kashalon, hechi amar David ivri gufa kani. Duha isle yan l'chol dover, ven yodoki ad rabbi. Lo l'gabe mitzio ve'eru v'pidyon meiser. Dibakula mezaka al yodoy, v'loy b'shum midi achrina. Says the Ritva, it can't be that gufa kani means gufa kani the way that Rashi and Tosfos learned. Why not? Because you see, Eved Ivri has a yad liatzmai. It seems that Rashi understands that even though Eved Ivri has a yad liatzmai, still somehow it's called gufa kani. V'ika lameimar, says the Ritva. Dilu be'evet kanani yesh l'rav boi shnei kinyonim. Kinyon maisi yodov v'kinyon isra shaboy. Shasav as Yisrael. U'mishum kinyon isra shaboy lo sagalei b'dvorim. Delema le'zil v'tzorach yet shichru la'atir v'as Yisrael. Dumi yedeget isha shetzricha la'atir isra shaboy lo sagalei b'dvorim. So the din of shtar is in order to be mafkir the kinyon isra. U'lefichach ha'mafkir avdoi av'al pinsha yotza l'cheris. Upoka maise yodov. Tzorach yet shichru. V'chein eved kanani nimkor l'goy kishlo kasev alav oino yumishom hay time nami. Amar Rabba, the eved ivri nami I ikat sad kinyan haguf, which is the kinyan iser sheba oidoy eved mutar b'shivcha kananis umepnei kinyan zeh v'din iser zeh. Derami alei ba'oidoy eved chashiv kinyan haguf latzricho get v'loy sagi lo bedvar. Says the Ritva clearly, it's only because of the kinyan iser that is making him need a shtar. The hashtod and the next paragraph, hashtod asina lahachi ki amrina deloy nafik bedvarim haynu lafkia kinyan iser zeloy se b'shivcha abel kinyan maise yodav poka bedvarim. If he says zil, what happens?
Gone.
The poka, the kinyan, the maisi yodav. The havalei dumya the mafkir avdos yotzel lecheres etzorket shikher. Vodinami shemafkir even every yotzel lecheres etzorket shikher. Says the Ritva, that's what's going on over here. This is the kinyan iser, it's not the kinyan mam. So according to the Ritva, what does gufoy kanoi mean? Iser. According to Tosfos, what does Gufakani mean? No. Mamai. It seems to be a very clear split. Comes along the Anfei Eres, is Rav Gurowitz, Rav Shiva of Gateshead. And he brings from the Beis Alevi a beautiful kasha. A beautiful kasha. The Gemara says the following thing. The Gemara is in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara says there's a din that a person is not allowed to steal from a goy. You're not allowed to steal from a guy. However, you are allowed to just not, to not pay back the choyv, assuming there's no chil Hashem or whatever it is. Hafkoz halvasai is perhaps mutter according to this manda amar, but gezel guy is aser. So now, if a person is a slave of a guy, is he allowed to run away? Is that called stealing from him? Or is that called just withholding him?
He's definitely not.
What?
The guy isn't.
It seems to be that we're going to see. Mm-hmm. It seems to be saying yes. If someone is owned as the slave of a guy, a Yisrael is the slave of a guy, is he allowed to run away or not? Amr. Okay, we have to figure that. So the Gemara brings a raya that Gezel Goy is aser from the fact that you're not allowed to run away. Achere nimkar geula tialoi. You can't run away. Must be Gezel Goy is aser. Frekt Abaye. What do you mean? Eved Ivri hafkos halvasoihu. Eved Ivri, he doesn't own him. It's just that he has a chayv to him. Answers the Gemara. Rava l'taymei damar Rava Eved Ivri gufay kanoi. Rava l'taymei, it says Eved Ivri gufay kanoi. So what does that mean? Because gufay kanoi, therefore it's gezel, the Gemara is saying. If it's not gufay kanoi, so then what are you taking away from the guy? Only a chayv. But now that Eved Ivri gufay kanoi, you're stealing from the Eved Ivri. Says the Beis Alevi. If you understand, I'm going to explain right now. If you understand, like Rashi and the Tosfos, it's great. What does gufay kanoi mean? It means I own the Eved. You take him away. You stole the Eved from me. I owned him. Before gufay kanoi, I just had a chiyuv that he has to work for me. So I don't own the Eved, so I'm not paying up my chiyuv. That's not called gzeil, it's called not paying up my chiyuv. But now that gufay kanoi, I'm stealing his guf. Makes a lot of sense. However, according to the Ritva says, Benogea to the mominus, Benogea to the avoida, Gufa is not kanoi. What does Gufa kanoi mean? Just one thing.
Yes, sir.
Kinyan iser. The one in the world is the Gemara saying? What in the world is the Gemara saying? Because evidently Gufa kanoi, therefore it's considered gzeila. That's the kasha. So the MS is that the Ritva himself in Gittin answers this question. The Ritva himself in Gittin is Margish, but then he says, listen. Says the Ritva. It's in, if you want to see it inside, the Anpe Eris, it's like right over here, the second column, around the second column, in the Dibra Maschel, Vihine Vahad Metaretz, It's around 10 lines down. The last one of the words, V'hine aritzva ba'atzmai b'chidushav begitten hirgish bazeh. The ritzva himself is magish. This is v'kosav letaritz. D'nehide ain't like kinyin l'maisei yadav. I said, ritzva says, you don't have kinyin l'maisei yadav. Avol yesh l'ha adayin b'ha eved s'chus kimoi mashkin. You're right, I don't have kinyan, I don't own the guf, but I have a schus in the eved kimoy mashkin. The gam gzel mashkin have a gezel.
That's
gufa kani. That's what gufa kani is. That's all in a second. That's gufa kani. When the Gemara over there in Baba Kama says eved ivri gufa kani, what does it mean? You have in the eved that he's like your mashkin. So, nothing to do with Isser. If he's your mashkin, you can't steal a mashkin. So that's what the Gemara means. Frek the Beis Halevi, very nice. But our Gemara Gufa Kani means something totally different. Our Gemara we say Gufa Kani means Kinyan Isser. That Gemara Gufa Kani means some sort of Kinyan Mammon, but not a full Kinyan Mammon. You have a Kinyan mashkin. So the word Gufa Kani means two different. They're both Rava. Rava Letaime. So Gufa Kani means two different things in two different places. Talking about two totally different topics. One is the Kinyan Isser. The other one is whether or not the Kinyan Mamon is just the Choy, but there's a Mashkin. There's a Mashkin on it. What's going on over here? Okay.
What do you mean it's like a Mashkin?
We'll see. So Rabbeisai, I want to explain to you where we're at right now. Rashi seems to say, what does Gufa Kani mean? The moment. And still Rashi is bringing you somehow a shtar shichur, learnt out from get. That's weird. The Ritva is saying, what does kinyan gufa mean? Gufa kani mean? Kinyan iser. And at the same time, he starts talking about being a mashkin, which is the negative of the moment. That's weird. Now we have a third shita. The biggest Avram brings the shita of the Ran. The Ran says, what does gufa kani mean? Hainu le'inyin shem moisa le shivcha kananis vafilu bal korchoi. Hilkach ein ze shibud be'alma ela kinyan haguf mamish. Shemhachi lo mahani lo mechila afil le'inyan ma'isi yadav. This is very strange. The Ran is saying, what does it mean, kona kinyan gufai? Rabbi Moshe lo shivcha kananis. And that's why Loimahani Mechila feeling your Maisa Yadav. So he's talking about Shivcha Kananis, it sounds like he's like the Ritva. Then he's talking about Rabbi that the Mechila doesn't work even on the Maisa Yadav, it sounds like the Rashi. So the Ritva, so the Ran is like somewhere right in the middle. What's the Pshat? So Dachsuch Rabbi said the Pshat's going to have to be as follows. We're going to answer all three of these different shitas. It's just all three different variations of the same idea, which is as follows. How does Avdus work in general? What does it mean to be an Eved? Well, let's take, for example, the Ritva for a moment. The Ritva holds that it's not Gufa Kani the Mominus. So what does it mean? I have to work for you. So what? I'm like a Sakhir? I just have to work for you? What does it mean he's an Eved? Well, he has the Kenyanist, I know. But in the Kenyan moment, it doesn't. What does that mean? He has a chiyuv to work for you? That's all it is? He's like a regular poyo. Or maybe not more than that. Vais de chois. It has to be somehow that it's chal on the person, achalois shem eved. It's not just that I'm working for you. If I work for you, so then I'm a poyo. Doesn't change my definition of who I am. If we sell a car from one person to the other, it doesn't change the definition of the car. It's a car. It belongs to Reuven. It belongs to Shimon. But when a person makes himself an Eved, He's branding himself with a new definition. He's chalanim chaloy shem eved. Now that he's an eved, what is that noigei of the chaloy shem eved? Says the Ritva. Well, first of all, an eved is gufay kanoi. What does that mean? That there's a kinyan iser to the violin. The Ritva says there's something else noigei. What does it mean? He's chaloy shem eved as opposed to a poil. A poil, he has to work for me. But an eved, I have a kinyan in the eved to get the work. I don't own his yadayim, but I have a kinyan in the eved to get the work from him. That's a mashkin. That's what's called an eved. You're my eved, which is I'm going to hold you here until you work for me. I have a kinyan in the eved to get the work. That's what defines him as an eved. That definition of eved is what we'll call gufoy kanoi. I have a kinyan in the eved. That kinyan, the eved, manifests itself benogei to iser by Rabbi Moshe Leshiv Chokinanis. Benogei to moment around it manifests itself that it's like he is a din mashkin. There's a kinyan in the eved. You can't steal the eved. I don't own his yodayim, says the Ritva. I can't own his yodayim. If I did, then the eved wouldn't be able to be zoichin amatzir or whatever it is. So I don't own his yodayim, but I have a kinyan in the eved to get the work. That's like a mashkin.
So why would I need a star shipper for the shibur?
Right, because the Maisa, I don't have a kinyan in the Maisa Yadayim, so I have a kinyan in the Eved to get the Choyv. Let's say I have a Mashkin. Let's say I have a Mashkin, right? And then the mashkin is because you owe me $100. And then I'm moichel the choiv. Can you take the mashkin back now? So I didn't undo the mashkin, but I took away, the mashkin is only there, viful, there's a choiv. Once I took out the choiv, so then the mashkin has to be given back.
But the whole thing's only there because of the shame of Evan.
Because of the shibud. You only gave my stein because it's working.
But my kinyan is to get the ma'isi yadayim, but I was moichel the ma'isi yadayim.
You can, he still has the shame of Evan.
He'll have the shame Eved benageya to the fact that he's gonna. But I was moichel ma'aseh yadayim. But if I'm moichel ma'aseh yadayim, then I
only ma'aseh yadayim from the fact that there's a shame Eved. That's not a din that there's ma'aseh yadayim.
The din of the Eved is that I have a kinyan in you to get the avoida. But if I'm moichel the avoida, then there's nothing to get anymore.
You can't do that though.
Of course you can.
Have a kinyan. It's the shame Eved that's causing the whole kinyan in the first place. You can't just get rid
but
of
all the shame Eved is giving you is a schus to get your choiv. If there's no more choiv, there's nothing to get. I don't have a choiv anymore. I'm moichel the choiv. There's no more choiv. Hold it. So that's what the Ritva says. Comes along, Rashi says no. Rashi says this kinyan Eved is total kinyan Eved. So there you can't be moichel the kinyan Eved because it's a bailus. How does a shtar work? Because what she says, this is not like where I bought a cow or I bought a car. This is, it's chal in the person, chaloy shem eved. So just like a shtar works by an isha, to be mafkia the chaloy shem. Eishas ish, just like a shtar works, even eved knani, to be mafkia the chaloy shem, eved knani, the shtar will work on an eved ivri to take off the chaloy shem eved ivri. It's not a kinyan iser, but it's a chaloy shem in the eved. It's a kinyan in the eved more than just a regular kinyan mamon. When I buy your car, it doesn't change the car. It's the same car now. I own it before you owned it. When I buy an eved, it's chal in the eved, a chaloy shem eved. Therefore, says Rashi, shtar is going to work to be mafkia the chaloy shem. Sure it is. I'm holding the Eved. That's the what? He's not allowed to leave. He's not. So that so yeah, someone could go in and steal my mashkin also. This mashkin can steal itself, but it's a mashkin. And l'choyra, Rabbi Yisai, that's going to be pshat in the Ran. The Ran says that they're both true because the Ran understands that this chaloy shem eved creates a chaloy iser, and also it's going to create a chaloy moment. So the Ritva says the chaloy shem eved only creates a complete kinyan iser. The kinyan moment is only a choyv based on the chaloy shem. You could be ma'achol the choyv, and therefore it's going to be the choyv is gone. It's still a chaloy shem eved, but it'll get a kinyan iser. But the choyv is gone. Rashi says no. The whole din of the chaloy shem eved is menogei to moment. There is no kinyan iser. And the Ran says that they're both true. There's a Kenyan Isser and there's a Kenyan Maman. The Chayra, that's going to be the Yisrael Machloikas between the different Shitas. Now the Shaila is like this. What's the Bira Machloikas, Rabbi Sai, between the Ritva and Rashi? Tosis, whatever. The Ritva says, hold on a second. It can't be your right, Rashi. Why not? Because if it's Kani, if I have a Evid of Gufa Kani in the Mamain, the Evid shouldn't have a Yad. How does the Evid have a Yad? Rashi seems to say, even though it's Gufa Kani, still the Evid has a Yad. And the Ritva argues, what's Pshat in Rashi? Rashi says it's Gufa Kani, and still the Evid has a Yad. I think perhaps Pshat is as follows. We speak about Gufa Kani. What does it mean, Evid Ivri Gufa Kani? For how long is Evid Ivri Gufa Kani?
6 years.
Rashi said,
until the end of his
Gufa Kani, Achehigio Yemei Chipushoi. Until he goes free. What does Rashi mean to say? Rashi before spoke about Acheh, Rashi's saying, the Kinyan Gufay and Eved Ivri is a Kinyan which is Mugbal. What's the Hagbalah on the Kinyan? Ayimei Chipushay. So therefore, because there's a Hagbalah on the Kinyan, says Rashi, therefore the Eved has a Yad.
Why?
Even though it's Gufay Kanoi, but Lemaisa, even right now, his Guf is not Kani La'olam. His Guf is only Kani now until the end of Sheish, until the end of his Avoida. So therefore, even now, the Eved Ivri has his own Yad. He has a Yad now for later. So therefore, Eved Kanani, how long is he going to stay in Eved Kanani? Forever. Does he ever right now have a Yad? No. Right now he has no Yad. And Eved Ivri, even if Gufa Kanui, oh, but he has a Yad now for later.
So what we're saying is that if he picks up an Aveda, he's not chayav l'eternity. He can't use it until after the 6 years?
No, he's cutting it already now, because he has a Yad now for later.
For later?
That's, but he has the Yad now. In other words, Adkama as he's going to get a Yad later, that's already has the Yad here now. It's not that his Yad is Mufka, he has a Yad. It's just that for this Zman, his Yad is being used for someone else. But he has a Yad to be koine. What does the Ritva hold? The Chayav, the Ritva is going to hold that what is the din that an Eved goes out by Sheish? We clear the Chakira. Is Eved going out by Sheish the Pshat that the Kinyan was only up until Sheish? Or really the Kinyan was Le'olam? It's just Sheish is a Mafkia. So Rashi, we were Madaik held. Rashi says he goes out Soif Sheish, that the whole Kinyan is only until Sheish. Says Rashi, there's a Hagbala Mitchila on the Kinyan. Right now the Kinyan is only up until Sheish. Therefore I have a Yad. That's what Rashi says. The Gufa Kani has a Hagbala in it. Therefore it's Gufa Kani. Oh, but it's not going to take away his Yad. Mashayin came the Ritz, so he's going to hold. No. The din of Evid Ivri Gufa Kani is Loilam. Aye, what happens after Sheish? There's a Hafka. When the Hafka comes, it's going to be Mafkia the Sheish. That's the Chor going to be the Machloikas between Rashi and the Ritva. Could be that Machloikas is the Machloikas Lishitasam. I was speaking to Rabbi Polanski today. He said the Machloikas is the Machloikas Lishitasam. Rashi and the Ritva are Daf Yudal Amid Beis. Why? Rashi and Daf Yudal Amid Beis says, by Moichar Atzmai, Rashi said, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Machar Atzmai is Nimka L'Sheish U'L'Yeser Al-Sheish. Says the Ritva, whatever you want, there's no such thing, Sheish, Yeser Al-Sheish, it's all the same. 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, Ritva says, the Machnishkin Chilik. Rashi says, no, Stam Machar Atzmai is L'Sheish. What's the Machloikas? Rashi holds that Stam Machar Atzmai is L'Sheish, that's the Stam Mechiras for Sheish Anim. There's an Agubola of Sheish Anim. So it's Hagbalah of Sheish Anim, so that's being Magbal. But the Ritva says it's not the Vort that Sheish is a Hagbalah, that's the amount that you sell for. Eved Ivri sold for eternity. It's just that by Machur Bezdin there's a Mafkia. Over here there's no Mafkia, so why should it only be Sheish?
Wazimar say sheish, that makes like a significant number.
What?
Wazimar make a significant number, like six or more.
So the ritual says Lav Davka. Stop. Al Koponim, Azoy Luchor, Kum Tois, the Machloikas over here between the Ritva and Rashi. But so one more Nakuda over here, it's very interesting in the Ritva. The Ritva says, why doesn't Mechila work by an Eved Kanani? Mechila works by an Eved Ivri. Why doesn't Mechila work by an Eved Kanani? So the Ritva, Mechila doesn't work by Eved Kanani because he doesn't have a Yad. And Mechila is Kematana, so he needs a Yad. Now it's a very interesting Ritva. I would say Mechila doesn't work by an Eved Kanani because if you own it, you can't be Meichel it. So what do we see from the Ritva?
It doesn't hold like the Marik.
You could be Meichel something that you own. And that's the Ritva that she tells us. It says Mechila Kematana. The Marik Svara was Mechila's a Siluk. I can't be Mesalik from something I own. I can only be Mesalik from a Choy, from a Tviya. But the Ritva says no, Mechila is Kematana. So the Shah is, according to the Ritva, can I just be Meichel you my car? It's Kematana. Maybe I could be Meichel you my tar. Maybe it's a type of Matana. Maybe you could. Maybe over there it's different because over there it's already in your Rishus. Maybe Mechila is a form of Matana. It's already Birshusai because it said because you need a Kinyan. Ritva, because the Ritva says that Mechila ain't Tzara Kinyan. You need a Kinyan.
If he doesn't have a Yad,
what?
If you don't need a Kinyan.
Because as Yadadav, you don't need a Kenyan. But the Ritva later on says you don't need a Kenyan. It's a steer in Ritva. This usher is going to say Chabur Beis Hashem on Monday. You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait. Are you ready, Yuda?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Yeah,
what? Okay, everybody, so we're going to have to fight this out to see who's going to say. I want to just leave it with you. This week's parasha. That's very nice of you.
I'm being after the Chabura.
Okay, Rabbi Isai. This week's parasha begins in Mechukoy Saite Lechu. All the good stuff. And then the pasuk says, "Vim loy sishmuli, v'lo sasu es kol mitzvos elo, v'im b'chukoy say, tim osu, v'im es b'shpatai tigal nafshachem." Ooh boy, it's not going to be pretty. V'shavarti es goin uschem, v'nasati es kishmechem barzel. It's just bad stuff. V'im b'zois lo sishmuli, v'alachtem imikeri. The pasuk in the end says, Perek Chof Vav, pasuk Mem, Visvadu es avoinam ves avoinam voisam. And you, Isvadu means that he does vidoy. He confesses on their sins. The sins of the fathers, B'ma'alam asher malu bi, af asher holchu imi bekeri, af ani eilech imam bekeri, I will go to with you. Bekeri means randomly, the vesi oisam the eretz aveim, v'oz yikona, the vavam ha'orel, v'oz yirtzus avoinam. Kitzer, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not happy. Chash is like this. I saw it brought down a sefer Mishchas Hashem, and I think he maybe from the Chassam Sefer. I'm not sure. He brings it up from Chassam Sefer. V'svadu es avoinam ves avoinam voisam. They're admitting their sins. Sounds like they are repenting. They are. They have remorse. So why does the pasuk say Af Asher Holchu Im Afani Eilech Imchem Bekeri? It's like they're like their Klai Yisrael on their way back. So he says, what's going on in the pasuk is as follows: there are some people that sometimes they're very good at admitting their shortcomings. But often when they admit their shortcomings, they say, what do you want from me? I can't. What do you want from me? I'm not. I'm shvach, I'm weak, my father did the same thing, I'm doing the same thing, this is who I am, this is what it is. There is svadu alavoinam v'alavoina voisam, and their vidui is b'malam Hashem alubi. That's the way of being boike. They say, what do you want? This is who I am. I'm a weak person. It's a weak generation. We can't do so much. Expecting too much of me. I'm not capable. I'm not really that good. I mean, I do all this terrible stuff, and that's just what it is. So it looks like they're coming to be nisvada, but in truth, what they're doing is they're excusing themselves. And they're saying, I'm not capable. It says the pasuk, "Afani eilech imchem bekeri." That's the way you're going to be, shvach, weak. It's going to be sometimes yes, sometimes no. It's like you can't keep it up. You don't have the resilience. You don't have the strength. I'll do the same thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, every once in a while, I'll peek my head in. If we peek our head every once in a while into our learning, into our Gemara, into our Avodas Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, you want me to? Every once in a while, I'll peek my head into your life also. But we have to realize we're capable of a lot more, I would say. And all of us are Baruch Hashem steiging, we could steig a lot more. The Pasuk says in B'chukoisai Telechu Shetiyu Ameilim Batoira. Ameilim Batoira doesn't just mean, got it. It doesn't just mean that I'm learning Torah. Ameilus means a reingeton in Gansin in Torah. It means they have to be toivel in the mikvah of Torah, which means not one hair that you have should be out of Torah. You should be shakua totally in learning. Right. And I boys say these are mamish sugyas. These are serious sugyas. We're gonna come in, we're gonna do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and expect ourselves to be able to like have sipuk from our learning, to enjoy our learning. Because Baba was like, okay, you come in a little bit, I'll give you a little sipuk. Here and there you get a little bit. But if we throw ourselves into it totally, we will be able to taste the Ne'ima Satoira, the Ziskait of Torah, Mesika Satoira. We daven every day, Vaharav no Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, make it sweet. You wanna taste it sweet? This is what you have to do. You have to be a rangaton. You have to lick and lamb him. Have a good job.